charged in a way that I simply cannot describe. After an hour of this, we realized that it was 10:30, the time we normally share our listeners' needs and prayers. I switched on the mic and found myself praying that God would touch every listener in a personal way. After prayer, with great hesitation, I added, "This morning, God has really been touching our staff, so we've been spending the morning praying together. If you're in a situation right now where you're facing a desperate need, just drop by our studios this morning, and we'll take a minute to pray with you." This was the first time we'd ever made such an invitation. This is where everything went haywire. Within a few minutes, a few listeners began to arrive. The first person I prayed with was a tall man who shared with me some tremendous needs he was facing. I told him I would agree with him in prayer. As I prayed for his need, a voice in my head was saying, "It's a shame that you don't operate in a real spiritual gift or power. Here's a man who really needs to hear from God, and you've got nothing worth giving him." I continued to pray, but I was struggling. I reached up with my right hand to touch his shoulder, when suddenly he shook and slumped to the floor. He lay there without moving for over two hours. I was shocked and shaken. Two others had arrived at this point, and staff members were praying with them. Suddenly, they began weeping uncontrollably and slumped to the floor. This scene was repeated a dozen times in the next few minutes. It didn't matter who did the praying. Whenever we asked of the Lord, he immediately responded with a visible power, and the same manifestations occurred. I didn't know whether to be terrified or thrilled, but clearly something completely unusual was going on. A young man cautiously entered the room and began to tell us he was just happening to be scanning the radio dial when he heard something about prayer. He reported that he was immediately overcome with conviction. Years before, he'd been contemplating going into the ministry, and he'd attended a couple of years at a Christian college, but he had since strayed from God. As a chill of conviction swept him, he felt God suddenly tell him it was now or never. He drove to the station. We prayed with him to receive Christ as Lord, and afterward he too slumped to the floor. One by one they came. We continued to play praise-oriented music, and every hour, sometimes on the half hour, we'd invite people to come. Fairly early in all of this, we ran out of room. The radio station floor was wall-to-wall bodies, some weeping, some shaking, some completely still. People reported that it was like a heavy lead apron had been placed over them. They were unable to get up. All they could do was worship God. Fortunately, our offices are inside the complex at Central Assembly, so when the crowd began to grow, we moved across into the church, leaving the radio station literally wall-to-wall with seekers. Some teachers at Indian Christian School had heard what was happening and asked to pray for certain children they had been bringing in the room. As we prayed for the kids, many began to shake and fall on the floor. Some would begin to utter praises to God. Others lay completely immobile for periods of over half an hour. If you've ever tried to make a 7-year-old lay still, you know it's a miracle. A few